Om Shanti. Good morning. Golden morning of the confluence age. Hearty welcome to all of you godly angels to this patti, to this volcanic patti. The self-respect for today is to be I, the soul, am the master bestower of happiness. To spread the vibrations of happiness as you walk and move around, as you talk. Yesterday you had practiced in the lab how to do that, and today you will continue throughout the day. And we have God's precious jewel, godly angel, Baba's beautiful instrument, Sister Krina from Mumbai in front of us. She has been in Gyan since 36 years, and 25 years it has been that she has dedicated at the center. And she was spiritually born at Vile Palace Center in Mumbai. Before starting to stay at the center, she got a chance to participate in a youth march from Mumbai to Delhi. As a result, it was her fortune that she was selected by Baba and Dadis to fly to New York and represent 570 participants. And Baba at the United Nations, and thus stayed there for 4 to 5 months. Continued staying at Vile Palace Center from 86 to 89. Then she was requested to go to Hyderabad, and she stayed there for 10 years in connection with the management center sponsored by Nagarjuna Group of South India. Thereafter, she is now based at Vile Palace. In between, she got the diamond chance to stay at London with Dadi Janki. She is an active faculty of business wing. So let's give her a big hand. And did all of you have your breakfast? So, yeah. Anyway, let's give her a big hand and welcome her.
With one hand.
Good morning. She wants it like Baba. You know, Baba says, just wave out your hand. So she wants it like
you're lagging, Bhatti.
So anyway, she's going to head up with a commentary or whatever, a class, and class plus commentary, I think. Anyway, welcome Krina Ben again. Yeah. So just when you're sitting and hearing, also maintain the self-respect that I'm a master bestower of happiness, hearing this from the godly angel. Yes, I request Krina Ben.
Thank you, Gita Ben.
Om Shanti. Today I feel very, very fortunate to be a part of this very, very special group who has taken the courage and determination to create this stage.
Sorry to interrupt you. A frequency translation for Tamilians, it's 88.5. There's a change in the frequency number. So please tune in to 88.5. Thank you.
So you'll have taken the courage and determination to move towards your volcanic stage. And we know that it may or may not be created in just 6 or 7 days, but at least we have started moving on this path, which is great. It's Baba's most important direction this season, that we all work towards our volcanic stage. And we are lucky that in today's Murli too, Baba has given us the direction that the time of destruction, we all have to maintain our stage of being a Mahavir, a courageous one. And Baba also said that I give the whole knowledge, the ocean, but within that whole ocean, there is just a drop, which is called Manmanabhav. So we go into the entire expansion of knowledge, and then we come and stabilize ourselves in that point or the drop in the ocean of Manmanabhav, coming back into the essence. So with Baba's direction, I just got this thought that today we shall practice an experiment on these two aspects. So first we begin with, how are we going to be in the times of destruction? And what does Baba want us to do at that time? What is going to be our role? And exactly in a practical way, what are we going to do as a group or as an individual? So let's begin. And we get set on that journey, starting with visualization that we are in that environment. As Baba says, that from all ways, different ways, the destruction will be taking place, and at the same time. So without the books and pens and everything, just release yourself. Make yourself completely free. It's time to experiment.
Excuse me, Krinabin. And it's beautiful if all the little angels come in the front and sit down. Those who can sit down, they'll have a beautiful experience. So it's up to you. But if you sit down, I think it's easy to experiment and experience. Thank you for your cooperation.
So as Baba has always told us, for any experiment, the first step is to stabilize in soul consciousness. So within this body that we are very much aware of, but more we are aware that I am within this body. The owner, the pilot, the driver. I, the eternal soul, the undying one. I am the light, and I am the might. I'm fully aware that I am the master within this body. A powerful entity within myself. Capable of playing any role that is there in my drama. And Baba makes me aware of more and more roles that I can play. Making me come above the limitations of can't and don't. And I feel free from any type of clutches and bondages. As I am the master, I am the one who decides and makes a choice. And I decide that I am not bonded by this body. It is just a switch away that I can release myself from the awareness of being with the body. And what I see is I am in a body of light. Just light. So different from playing with the senses. Stabilize in the body of light. Enlighten yourself from all the burdens of the past. Apply a full stop. Experience your originality as an angel. Loving, pure, silent, beautiful, detach yourself from the physical body and stand beside it in your body of light. Look at your physical body and mark the big difference. In front of the body of light, it will be so dark, so heavy. And now the scene that emerges in front of you is that physical body is no more working, still, dead. No value. What you see around you is an environment of total chaos. But for yourself, You can see your aura extending from your body of light like a huge ball of light all around you. A canopy for protection. In midst of this chaos, you see streams of blood all around you. Dead bodies. And you have to walk over them. But no feelings of sorrow. Completely detached. In front of you is a huge wave of water just coming closer over you. And it comes over you, and you smoothly come over. And now below you, you can see the water spreading all over, drowning everything. Rushing. Just bring everyone within itself. As a group, we are witnessing but as being the bestowers of happiness. There is no sign of sorrow or distress. Absolutely stable and still. You're a little more above. And you can see the mountains erupting and fireballs falling all around. And there's fire in all four directions. Cries, screaming, and a lot more happening. But we know that they need help. They need help to get liberated. And you see the body of your so-called near and dear one. And you just look at it with a sense of detachment. And with the same mercy as you have for all others. And now we have just a single thought. of reaching to Baba. And now we are all connected with Baba. We all, we're just one Baba. Through the subtle body of Brahma, wherever we are connected with one. And we still witness the scene of destruction. The earth falling into part. And everything along with the water rushing into it. The whole game is only a few seconds. And Baba gives us the signal to create the thought of bestowing the power to give liberation to those who are asking for liberation, and to bestow liberation in life to even those who are making efforts but have still not reached their complete angelic form. And you emit rays and send these powerful vibrations to all souls who are already leaving the body. And as our drishti, our vibrations reach them, they experience a path of light towards subtle region and Paramdham. Stabilize in this final task of Baba. As much more powerful you are in this task, that much less you become aware of yourself. It's the experience of oneness with Baba in this divine task of being Master Shankar. As we give the vibrations even to the five elements, the task becomes even more stronger as they want to purify themselves. So fire, water, ether, earth, and air, all five in their most powerful form, eager to transform, and we experience ourselves most fortunate to witness such a beautiful scene of transformation and transfer of all souls. Being absolutely safe . Anything coming towards us turns back from the aura. And gets charged. I am an angel with Baba's light and might. Master Almighty Authority, absolutely divine, experiencing original purity, ready for the new world. And the doors to Paramdham open, and there's just a single thought: I'm going back home. I'm going back home. I'm going back home. Are we ready for the next experiment? From the expansion to the essence. Very powerful essence. As we were full before we started our drama. And as we are at the end of the drama, it's so natural that stage will be as a magnet, pull us towards itself. Very natural. And that is why Baba doesn't come incorporate. That pull will not be there. There's still so much to play. So now Baba comes when this effort is more easier for us. Realizing that there is no more play. So when that realization becomes deeper and deeper and deeper, there is no more play. The soul automatically gets attracted towards its original stage. Because the circumference ends to that point where it again has to begin. So again, let's stabilize in our soul conscious stage. Again, the first lesson. All efforts begin with the first lesson. stabilizing behind the eyes. And the third eye has to open. So Baba touches our third eye by saying these very sweet words, "My child, my long lost and now found sweet child." And I feel that most loving touch of Baba. And I realize that Baba, I am your child. And now Baba starts to fill us with the long lost knowledge. And one by one, Baba explains the different aspects of the highest knowledge of the Creator. And the beginning, middle and end of the creation. So let's now churn the different aspects of knowledge that Baba has given us, the true nectar through the Murlis. Is the churning taking place with the help of the mind and the intellect? Continue. You still need more churning. Go deeper. Go deeper to feel the aspects. Feel them to be a part of your consciousness. Not just knowledge. Feel everything is about me. Everything in knowledge connects with me. And actually, I'm like a seed, having all that expansion within myself. Thank you. different varieties, the different colors, the different taste, the different touches, just merges into me. Different thoughts, different feelings, different experiences start merging into me. Imagine my light now to the fullest. Just as there are variety, all colors in white, similarly, all qualities, virtues, powers, all one light. You say to yourself, I thoroughly enjoyed my entire drama. I am contented. Now we take our flight. To where we were, from where we came. To close down the curtains of drama. Just a drop. Surrender to Baba. Total surrender. Just like a child in the womb of the mother, complete silence. But full light. Full wisdom. Free. Most pure. Absolutely innocent. Very close in the light of Baba. Om Shanti. Just to end it, I heard from Dadi Janaki once, of course Baba's versions, that what is the volcanic stage? And she said, it is a stage in which you're no longer making efforts. You're free from labor. And you are an eternal flowing fountain all the time towards one and all in the same way of virtues and powers. And Baba's experience. As Baba said, that your face, your features, everything will reveal Baba. And you know our Baba doesn't have form. So there was a time and there will be a time that again the souls will experience visions of Brahma Baba, possibly Krishna, but the most practical experience that everyone will have from us will be the revelation of Shiv Baba. With that experience from our face and features and drishti and vision, forehead, which Baba many times speaks in the Avyakta Murlis. He begins the Avyakta Murlis by saying, this is what I am seeing in you all. And then this will be seen to the world. So volcanic stage is nothing but preparing us to be ever ready and not indulge our time and energy in just making effort for ourselves. And not even time for problems and such other things. Yeah? Recently, we're giving so much time to people who are actually in depression, having mental problems. And then we have to listen to them. And then give them little practices. But even this time will pass. Because it's also indulging a lot of energy, a lot of time. Everything will change. The whole format will change drastically. And I think from some few years, Baba has been giving us directions only to get ready for that. So thank you so much for being with me and giving me a lovely experience of your vibrations. Thank you. Om Shanti.